The 42-inch wide pipeline in Virginia would go through 10 counties south and west of Richmond from West Virginia to North Carolina and initially carry about 1.5 billion cubic feet a day. Governor McAuliffe says it would have a $1.4 billion economic impact in Virginia, create 8,800 jobs, and produce almost $15 million in revenue for the state. Dominion would own about 45% of the joint venture with Duke Energy, Piedmont Natural Gas, and AGL Resources to build the pipeline with a target in-service date of late 2018. Some environmentalists are concerned, including groups in Nelson County, but Buckingham and Prince Edward have already passed resolutions of support. Dominion plans to make a pre-filing request with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission this fall, but it will also be subject to state and local requirements. The production of shale gas has rejuvenated the industry in this country, which already heats half of America's homes. Governor McAuliffe calls the pipeline project a game changer. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.